He's our wild thing, Mark Spud Carroll, and he's on the line. Morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Richard. Excuse the noise in the background. I've got three flights up a crack here at Spud's gym.
Oh, really? Well, mate, you'll be happy. We're tied now on 62 all for our tipping so far. You've come from behind, and you caught me. I only got three again. Did I get three? I think three last weekend. I think you got five.
Yeah.
We're even Stevens on 62.
This is why I come home. It's like a rabbit and a greyhound. I love chase, but I've now we're even. Look out.
Righto. Beanies for brain cancer round this weekend, again raising money for the Mark Hughes Foundation. Have you got your beanie already?
Yes, I've got a beanie. I've got an XXL. My head is massive. So, right. It's just for anyone out there. They come in all sizes, but no, they're a great. They just keep getting better and better. They are so warm, but it's just such a great thing they've set up here. I think it's been at least a decade, and they should be highly commended.
Yeah, yep. It is Beanies for Brain. I'll give it a plug. They're available from Lowe's stores, select IGA stores, and if you go to the Mark Hughes Foundation website, they're available there as well. Look, a lot of talk about the 18th NRL team going to Perth. Do you have a preference as to where it should go? And maybe teaming up with the old Newtown Jets rather than the North Sydney Bears that everybody have been talking about.
Seriously, I am confused, Richard. When it happens, it happens. Last week we were in Papua New Guinea, now we're in Perth.
Yeah.
Mate, I've got no solution. We'll wait and see what the power brokers do at the end of the day.
And what about the NRL weighing up changing state of origin from Wednesday to Monday night? How do you feel on that?
It's like KFC. You don't change a great thing, do you?
Oh, okay.
Don't change.
Keep it at
you
Wednesday.
Don't change. Yeah, right. Leave it Wednesday. It's been there for years and... Yeah, you know, if the players don't want to back up, or you know, it's a step to a play on that Wednesday, you know.
Okay, keep it on a Wednesday. Okay, round 15, it's the Beanies for Brain Cancer round. Kicks off tonight. We'll have a full coverage of the Sharks-Dolphins game. Tim Manor, Brett Camorley, Joel Kane, calling on the action right here from 7 o'clock tonight. This should be a ripper, actually. Big boost for Cronulla. Nico Hines returning. The Hammer and Felice Kafusi returning from origin duties for the Dolphins. And Katie Nicarima is back. Who are you going? I'll let you give your selections first here today, I think. Who are you going for?
I think maybe the Sharks. Grab the Sharks.
Yeah, well, I'm going. I'll stick with you there too. I'm going Sharks as well, but it should be a great game. Tomorrow, the early game, we're covering that one. Jimmy Smith, Tim Manor, and you're calling this one tomorrow from 6 o'clock. All the action right here. Raiders take on the Cowboys. Hudson Young back for... it is noisy there, mate.
Yeah. Hudson
Young back for the Green Machine, and North Queensland welcoming back a number of Origin stars. Another good game. Who are you going for here? Raiders at home to the Cowboys.
I think the weather conditions, especially now, I think it's a cold freeze come down up there, and like on North Queensland, humid conditions, will go Raiders after a bye.
I'm going Raiders too. Yep, I think it's going to be very cold there tomorrow down in Canberra. The late game tomorrow night at Accor Stadium, the Rabbitohs, two in a row for the Bunnies. Mm-hmm. They take on the Broncos. This should be a cracker, but boy, didn't Latrell Mitchell fire last week?
Yeah, certainly did. He's good at that week in, week out. He's such a talent, and we'll see how much desire he's got to play for the Blues. He has a great game. He should be in, but... Yeah, it depends on the flick of the switch, what happens with this young man. But I think it's our home ground advantage.
Yep, and Cam Murray's back as well. Yep, I'm with you on that one too, going the Rabbitohs for three in a row. The early game on Saturday at Leichhardt Oval, the much-discussed Leichhardt Oval, the Tigers take on the Titans under pressure. Benji Marshall's named a new halves pairing, Aiden Setzer and Appy Korosau. Tigers haven't won a game since round four. I'm going Titans. Who are you going for here, Tigers or Titans?
Well, I'll catch up this week. I was probably going to go to the Titans, but I think home ground again, Leichhardt Oval. Mate, I hope these blokes have a look at the badge and think of the players that actually play for the badge and go out there and put your body on the line for the full 80 minutes.
Yeah. And I see the Titans have signed a Wallaby, a rugby union player, is joining them for a couple of seasons next year too. That the rivalry between the two codes continues. The 5:30 game tomorrow is across the ditch. The Warriors take on Melbourne. Sean Johnson back from injury. The only change for Craig Bellamy's side, and New Zealand hoping to continue on their winning streak. Warriors or Storm, who are you going for?
Warriors at home. The Storm, fantastic side. But I think Warriors at home, full crowd. Go the Wild.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go Melbourne. The late game at CommBank Stadium. Parramatta take on the Roosters. Parramatta unlucky. That was a great game with the Bulldogs last week. Mitchell Moses out for another big game to try and impress for a Blues jersey. Brandon Smith has paid the price for failing to attend a team. It's interesting what players said. His fellow players on the cheese saying maybe this is the kick in the backside he needs. So they obviously all think he needs a kick in the backside.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you get ahead of yourself and he's probably doing that, but I think Parramatta home ground advantage, Trent Barrett needs to get some wings up to hopefully become the coach next year.
Well, we could see a division here. I'm going the Roosters. Okay, we go to Sunday, the early game, the 2 o'clock game, at Manly at home to the Dragons. Seagulls looking to bounce back following a loss to Penrith. I don't think this is going to be a good game, but I've gone for your team, Manly.
I was hoping to go for St. George, but they played so well last week. Manly, so hard to beat at home. We'll go to the Eagles.
Okay, the telly game, the 4 o'clock game here in Newcastle, where it's going to be pretty cold. McDonald Jones Stadium. We're hoping there'll be a local vocal crowd wearing lots of beanies for brain cancer beanies. Knights, unlucky. I thought they did pretty well against Melbourne in Melbourne last week, but they take on the Panthers. This will be a good one. Being a devoted Knights fan, I'm going for the mighty red and blues, the Knights.
Yeah, I understand that. Home ground advantage, I don't think it's going to happen. Penrith, they can roll out the second string side and still get close to winning this competition. So I'll go the Panthers.
Oh, okay. Could be a division coming up here. all right. Yeah. Any Smokies you think might get State of Origin selection for the Blues? Because they'll be named after this weekend's round.
Yeah, no, we need change with our 1-0. So I think Edwards, he deserved his chance. He was injured. With Trell Mitchell, if he comes in with the right headspace, he'll terrorise him out wide. And what do you do in this? I think pack-wise, the only thing I reckon we need probably is a bit more. We certainly need like a Moses who kicks the air out of the footy. And if you do change maybe one spot, Coruscant in, just his activity around dummy half.
A lot of people are calling for the sacking of Jake Trbojevic. What do you think about that? He didn't play a lot of minutes in that first game.
Yeah, well, it didn't help with getting down to 12 men, but no, Jake's got to be on the side. All good.
All right, mate. Always good to talk to you. Have a great weekend. Good calling, and we'll catch up next Thursday.
Thanks, mate. See you, buddy.
See you, mate. Mark Spud Carroll, his thoughts on round 15, beanies for brain cancer round. I'll give it another plug. They're $25 each. It's a one-size-fits-all. There are two designs. They both look great. I'm going to go to Lowe's when I finish here today and pick up my 2024 beanies for brain cancer beanie, available at Lowe's stores, selected IGA stores, and also from the Mark Hughes Foundation website, and all the money going to brain cancer research.